Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. And this week we've been learning about how we are free in Christ, despite whatever in this world may seem to hold us back. To learn that, we looked at a very literal story of being set free. We looked at the story of Peter, one of Jesus' first followers and closest friends, who was in jail. But he was released miraculously from jail by God's direct intervention through his angels. And he's arrived at a friend's house, and some of his followers have realized that he's alive, that he's not in jail, and are amazed, while the soldiers and the rest of the city are disturbed. We described yesterday how these were dangerous times. Overall, I hope the picture you're getting from this week's readings is that these were dangerous times. People were under an oppressive Roman rule. The Roman Empire was the overarching power structure over them. Below that was this villain of a king, King Herod, trying to hold on to power between the Romans and the Jews, none of whom really liked them. There were a whole bunch of other reasons that this was a dangerous time to be alive, but you can imagine the effect of all that on people. They felt held down. They didn't have control over their own lives, their own land. You can imagine how confining that would feel, and how free was the furthest thing from many people's minds. Now, this story in itself is important. It shows how God will let nothing stop his message. Nothing will stop his followers from first establishing a Christian community and proclaiming the good news of Jesus. God is more powerful than any human ruler, no matter how angry, no matter how violent. But there's more to the story than that. It also represents the gospel, the good news of Jesus, what Jesus was all about. Freeing people from slavery, not just to human rulers, not just to human things, but to sin and death. One of the chief illustrations used to describe the good news of what Jesus did by dying on the cross and rising again is the idea of being set free from slavery. This was well understood in Jesus' day. There's a whole system of slavery set out, different from what we associate with slavery from the North American experience. But there was a system of slavery set out where basically if somebody simply had no money, they could almost sell themselves into slavery. Or if somebody was owed money and a person simply couldn't repay it, then the person who was owed the money could essentially sell that person until those debts could be paid off. So if you saw somebody in the marketplace being sold, you could ask, how much did this person owe? How bankrupt were they? How much money did they owe? And if you wanted to buy that person or free them, you could pay that money, which was called a ransom. That's where we get that term. When you pay to free someone, you pay a ransom. Now, Jesus and his followers, Jesus' followers recognized what Jesus had done using that analogy by saying, we have all been slaves to not just forces in this world, but to what drives them, which is evil, which resulted in sin coming into our world, which we've described before in our challenges and in our Christianity 101 courses. And the consequence of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, is how the book of Romans puts it. So if somebody were to ask us, well, what do you owe? Why are you being sold to slavery? Why are you not free? We would say, well, what I owe is a life with God. What I owe is death, because that's the consequence of having rejected life with God. I'm so bankrupted that what I owe is death. See, God gave us life, and if we've rejected God and brought sin into our world, then that means we rejected the life God gave us. What we deserve is death. What Jesus did in dying on the cross was he paid that ransom. He took the death that we deserved. He paid the price we couldn't pay, and more. Because while he took that death for us, he also destroyed its power by rising from the dead and coming back to life, such that death didn't have any control over us anymore, didn't have any power. Its chains were broken, just like in the story that we studied this week. Suddenly, miraculously, because of Jesus, chains are broken, gates are opened, and we can walk free, not because of our own strength and power or goodness, but because of His strength, power, and goodness. We are set free, not to do whatever we want in life now, but to live as the way God created us to live. To live in God's kingdom, in relationship with Him once again, in a close personal relationship with Him. That's what true freedom is. If you think of a train, true freedom isn't the train going wherever it wants, however it wants. It'll be destroyed. True freedom for a train is to run on the tracks. It's what it was made for. It's what it does best. And actually, sin or destruction and death come to a train when it tries to run on the mountains or in the ocean. True freedom for a train is to be what it was made to be. And true freedom for humans isn't to say we can do whatever we want. That's what got us in trouble in the first place, when we first rejected God and said, no, we want to be our own gods instead. True freedom for us is when we live in the way that God created us to live, when we are who God made us to be. So no matter what holds us down in this life, whether it's debt, whether it's people's presuppositions about us, whether it's the sin that we've fallen into, whatever it is we feel is holding us back, whatever doesn't feel right in this world and feels like it is not who we were created to be, well, Jesus died for that and rose again to break the power of sin and death that has been keeping us from that close personal relationship with God in His kingdom that we were created for. God has made us to be free, to be with Him, living in the way He created us to live. And He came to earth, died and rose again for us so we could be invited to join His kingdom, where we could start to practice true freedom, living in God's way here and now and in eternity. So here's a challenge for you to take on today as we try to live out what we've been learning this week, all about freedom in Christ. Make a list of what holds you back. Make a list of sin in your life that keeps chaining you down, that you haven't been able to break free from. The things that you know you're doing where you hurt others, you hurt yourself, or you hurt God directly, but you can't stop doing it. Make a list of those, and then beside each of those, write down how Jesus could break those chains. Pray about each of them. Pray about each of those and ask Jesus to break those chains of sin and their consequence, death. Hope you share that list with somebody else in your life. Have a great time putting that into practice, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.